Hoiso achas kshero v'yachas psula. Let's say one of the two ladies your brother had, one was kosher lakuna, one was pos lakuna. Kagoyin, let's say one was in this garshu, one received a get from a different husband before, is mahayecholitz. If you plan not to give chalitza, chelis lepsula. The answer is to give chalitza to the one that's already posted to the kohen, not to pass another isha to the kohen. But if you want to go make yibum, then miyab mekshar, it means whichever one you want to. Yibum doesn't make a difference, you could even be miyab mekshar if you want. But if you only want to give chalitza, then the Mishnah tells you in Eitzah, give chalitza to the isha that's anyway posted to the kohen. And don't give to the chalitza to the one that's kosher, let her remain to be kosher to a kohen. Because once she receives chalitza, she's also to a kain. So the Gemara, Aburach and Tzaka Daitach, as the Habimina was, there were only four brothers, and all four died. For the Gemara, then what's the Mishnah saying? He gave him Yabim, they're all dead. Eleima Arbor Meyachin, it means four of the brothers died. That there were 10 brothers, four of them died. That was telling us that Arashus Biyadoi, if the oldest one wants to be Miyabim, all four he's allowed to. For the Gemara, Vishafkalein, Bezdin lets him do it. For a time you learned like this, the Pasuk says, V'koroloi zikni iroi, the oldest people of the city come and call to him. So he dashin hein v'loi shluchim, the Bezdin himself has to talk to the Yavim and not the shluchim. V'dibroi love, they talk to him, what do they tell him? That melameid shemasiin lo yetzo genis, they give him good advice. Bezdin gives the Yavim advice if he should be miyab or not. That means, yetzo genis loi, Shimho Yehu Yelad, let's say he the Yavim was a young one. He's the Kainah, she's an older lady. Or else who's Zok and Vialdi, he's very old, she's very young. Oimrim Loi, Bezdin tells him for your own sake, Malachor Eitzo Yalda, what do you have to go to such a young one for? You're older. Malachor Eitzo Kainah, you're so much younger, what do you have to go be Miyavim the older one for? Klach Eitzo Shekamaischa, you're better off only marrying a lady that's your age. Vial Tosim Ketotim Vesecha, what do you have to get yourself into problems? You only have fights. So what do you see? That Bezdin gives him advice that before he makes Yibum, to tell him exactly what's good for him. See, if so, how come over here, like the Chavar Minim is, how come we tell him to be Miyab with four wives? It's too difficult to support them. You have to be very rich to support four wives. The normal person can't support four wives. So how come Bezdin doesn't tell him, don't be Miyab with four? It's going to be too hard for you. So the Marin says, like Tzricha D'Yavshalei, we're talking about the Yavim is very rich. The Yavim is very rich, he could afford to have a lot of maids, he could afford to have a lot of wives, it's not a problem of marrying, of supporting them. Fred Gemara Yachi of Sar, Fiddle Tubanami, so why does the Mishnah only say four, Mashma, that's the most? It should have said a case of five or six, if you want to be Miyavim, you can Miyavim all five or six wives. So Mara says, Eitzah Teva Kamashman, the Mishnah telling you you should know an Eitzah Teva, the word, Daladin, the most you should marry is only four wives. Tzvei loy, don't get married to four. Why? Ki echad in imtayu wa no b'chodesh. Kadei should able to be with at least each one of them once a month. The Rashi means that it's talking about the yoynoa of a Talmud Chochem is mi'era Shabbos, mi'era Shabbos. A Talmud Chochem is only with his wife once a week. So if so, here we can have four wives, at least you'd be able to be with each wife once a month. That's the Chiddush over here. The word Kamashmul on the Dalit in Tfeiloi, four is the most you should get married to, and not more. Ki Echad in Imtayu wa Noba Chiddush. Today you should be able to live with each one of them at least once a month. The Rashi says that I know of a Talmud Chochem is Erev Shabbos once a week. Therefore, if you have four wives, you'll be able to be with one a week, and therefore you'll have a chance once a month to be with each one of them. But more than that, that's no good. But up until four, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, still it's okay. Right, the Mishra Yonosi. The man had two wives, and the brother died. So now the din of Yibm is only to one of them and not to two of them. Fredy Gemara, how do you know this? V'niyabna tavayu, maybe if your brother had two wives, maybe there's a mitzvah to be miyabn both of them. You can marry both of them if you want to, maybe. Amar Rab Chiyah Baraba, Amar Rab Yechon, Amar Kroa, no, the pasuk sounds like this. Asher lo yivne es beis ochiv. Says you give chalitza if he did not build up his brother's house. So that means if you don't want to build it up to make yibum, then you give chalitza. So we dash in bayis echad u'boina. There's only a question of building up one house, one wife from your brother. V'yein boina shnei batim. But there's no din yibum on the two wives of your brother. If your brother had two wives, for sure the mitzvah yibum is only to one of them, not to two of them. Fred Gemara, good, that's yibum, but maybe the nechlitz l'tavayu. Maybe if you want to, maybe there's a mitzvah to give chalitza to both of them. How come a mishnah says when you give chalitza also, it's only to one, not to two? On the mazutzkra batuv yom akhro, the pasuk says, deis chalutz hanol. We dashin again, bayis echod uchalitz, v'yein achalitz shnei batim. There's only a mitzvah yir chalitza to one of you, to one of the two wives, not to two of them. Just to one, not to two. Bais, deis chalutz hanol. The house, mashmon, only one house, there's a mitzvah to give chalitza to, not to two of them. For the Gemara, but maybe for the Yabim Lechoda v'Nechlas Lechoda, maybe there should be the mitzvah Yibum to give Yibum to one and they give Chalitza to the second one. How can a Mishnah to say when you give one, it automatically passes the Tzara? Maybe you have to do one to one and one to the other. Make Yibum to one and Chalitza to the other one. Makro, the Pasuk says, Im lo yachpitz. When is Chalitza only if you don't want to make Yibum? Mashma hochofet Yibum. You only give chalitza if you had the choice, if you wanted to, you were able to be her. So the klal is that kol oyla li yibum oyla le chalitza. Anytime you have the choice, you have a zikas yibum, you could be miyabna, then you could give a chalitza. But kol she'ein oyla li yibum, anytime you do not have the right to be miyabna if you want to, the klal is ein oyla le chalitza. There's no mitzvah to give chalitza. So over here, where you gave yibum to one, we're saying now the second one, there's no mitzvah yibum. There's only a yibum, one of your wives of your brother, not two of the wives of your brother. So since you can't be miyabim the second one, that's why he would there's no mitzvah to give a chalitza either. The yod, another pshat is, shloyom, people should not say, bayis mitzosei bonui, or mitzosei cholitz. The people say, the brother's house, like he had two wives, half the house, one wife you have to give yibum, and one wife you have to give chalitza. For the gemara v'yom, what's wrong? Let them say that. So Gemara says, "Eid miyabim v'ada chalitz ochinami." It'll be very good if they first give yibum, then the second one to give chalitza. Not doesn't make a difference. What's the difference? Even if she doesn't need it, but if you give it, like so what? Ella, but we're afraid dil machalitz. Maybe you give chalitza to one wife for her the miyabim, and then you go to the miyabim the second one. And since there's no mitzvah yibum, the kom leivla yivna, you be over the lav of la yivna. Like, since you gave chalitza to one, you're not allowed to be miyabim to the second one anymore. So therefore, we don't let you do both. So people should not make mistakes to think, even if you gave chalitza to one, still if you want, you're allowed to be miyabim the second one. Fred Gemar V'yayim, let's say like this. Ki kuchodo tiskai mitzvah yibum. When you have only one wife, your brother only had one wife, be miyabim her. Ki kutarti, maybe when your brother had two wives, like tiskai mitzvah yibum. Maybe there's no mitzvah yibum at all, maybe. Maybe if it kept, maybe the whole parsha of Yibum was only someone your brother had one wife. When your brother had two wives, maybe there's no mitzvah Yibum altogether. For the Gemara came and so, Tzoras Erva, to Yosef Rachmona Lomeli. How do you ever have the case of a Tzoras Erva? Like your brother, if he, when he has two wives, you're telling me there's no mitzvah Yibum. So what do you need the whole parsha of Tzoras Erva for? Moses Hashto Beis Bialmo. Omar to love the nechalitza v'yibim ninu madach in the case when your brother has stam two wives, even if both are mutter to you. You're telling me now when he has two wives, there's no mitzvah yibim and no mitzvah chalitza. So tzoras erva mi boy, when your brother has a wife that's an erva to you and a second wife, she does no mitzvah yibim on the second wife. What do we need a pasuk for? So Mora says no, alam aloy, why not? Itzrach, I need a pasuk for this. Salka da'ata chaminach, I would have thought very good. The half minute is like this. Ervo avroi kaima. The ish of your brother had two wives. In a case where one of them is an erva to you. So the one, let's say she's your wife's sister. So she, lemaisa, does not fall to yibum. She's an erva. She remains like outside. Is ervo avroi kaima. The erva remains outside. So therefore, who falls to you? Only the second one, the sarah. So maybe it's considered like only one wife is falling to you. Maybe there would be a mitzvah yibum. But it's yabim tzorosa. Kamash v'lam dasira. That's why I need a new pasuk nitzra we had before to teach us that a tzoras erva is also. But again, how do we know? Maybe when you have two yevamis, your brother had two wives, and they both fall to you, maybe there's no mitzvah yibum. So Gemara says, Eli yevimta, yevimta riboy. Avadim says in the pasuk, yevimta, yevimta twice, that's a riboy to teach us, not only when your brother has one wife, even when he has two wives, still there is a mitzvah yibum. Just halachas are, you only have to be miyabim one, or else give chlitza to one and not to do two to both of them. In a case where you brought out two wives, and one is kosher for kain, and one is a grusha, so then when you give chalitza, give chalitza to the grusha. So the Mara, Omar Rav Yosef, Kanshon Rebbe, here Rebbe learned, that lo yishpach adam meiboyri, you should not spill out your water, v'yacherim tzrichim lem, other people need it. Like over here, don't ruin it for somebody else. You're not marrying. You give me chalitza. So to you it doesn't make enough kumina which one of these two you give chalitza to. So why ruin it for another kain? Since one isha is a grusha anyway, she anyway can't get married to a kain. The other isha is not a grusha. So give the chalitza to the grusha, not to ruin the other isha to a kain. Don't ruin something that could be used by somebody else. So the Mishnah. Hamazi grushosai. If somebody remarries Mishnistes, that your wife got married to somebody else, You gave your wife a gift, and she got married to somebody else. So there's a law now, you're not allowed to remarry her, and you went in and you did remarry her. Or else, you gave the Yavama Chalitza, and there's a law, you're not allowed to marry her. And yes, you gave the Chalitza, you went to marry her. Or else you went and married the sister from the one you gave Chalitza to. So we had this also awesome with Rabbonin. Is Allah Yotzev Yavlad Mamzer? Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Akiva Shita is even for Chai Bilavin. Even though the Isha is only Yosef to you with a lav, if you live with her and have a kid, the kid is called the Mamzer. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. And Rashi brings down the common boil on the Gemara. Hakroivas Chalitzos and Lav Yiraisi. That's good. The first two cases. But if you marry the sister of the Isha that you gave the Chalitza to, that's only Yosef with the Rabbanan. So why is the kid a Mamzer? But the Akiva Shita is Chai v'lavin makes a mamzer. The chom mayim the chom say no, ain't a vlad mamzer. The kid is not a mamzer. Like we all the loch, it's only if the avera was a chai v'krisus. Then the kid is a mamzer. But just by chai v'lavin, like here, if you remarry your wife that you gave a get to after she married somebody else and got her get from him, it's only a lav not to remarry her. So we all the kid is not a mamzer. Oh, moidim, but both agree, v'noisei kroivas k'rushosei. If after you gave your wife a get, you went and married her sister, so she's a chai v'krisus to you, shevlad manzer. The loch is you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister. Only when your wife dies, then you're allowed to marry your sister. But even after you give your wife a get, kolzaman she's alive, there's a chai v'krisus for you to marry your sister. So if you marry her sister, that's mamash a chai v'krisus, then if you have a kid, the kid is a manzer according to everybody. So the Gemara. Is it true the sovereign Rabbi Kiva? Does Rabbi Kiva really hold that hanoisei kreivas chalitzosoi havlad mamzer? Again, in the case where your brother died and he gave chalitza to his wife, and now you marry her sister, that Rabbi Kiva holds the kid you have now is called a mamzer. I have Omer Rashlokas said we learned before that Kan Shon Rabbi here Rabbi taught us that achas gerusha midir achois here. If you marry the sister of your wife, even after you gave her get, that's also midiraisa. But you should know, achois chalutza, that if you give an isha chalitza, if you go to marry your sister, it's only midiraisa, it's only yasim with the rabbonin. So it's only yasim with the rabbonin, the kid is not a mamzer. So how can the Akiva says in our Mishnah, the kid is a mamzer? Now the Gemara told you what you should learn is kreivas grusosai. Don't say kreivas chalutzosai, but rather kreivas grusosai. In the case where you gave your wife a get, and now you marry her sister, she's a chai v'krisus, that's the case that the kid is a mamzer. So the Maror Hachinam and Mestav, this is the Svaros like this, you're right. Tiktani Seifer, the Seifer says, Umoid, and they both agree, V'noisei kreivas k'rushosei shavlad mamzer. That even the Chachomim agree to Rabbi Kiva, when you marry your wife's sister and you have a kid, the kid's a mamzer. See, Yarmit, if you're going to tell me Bishleim is very good, I rebore, that in the Reisha, Rabbi Kiva was also talking about this case. Will you marry your wife's sister? Hainu, Diktoni, that's why it says at the end of the Mishnah, Umaydim, that the Chum also agreed to that one case. Eli, Yarmit, Lo Yarmit, but if you tell me, though the Mishnah is not talking about that case, Mai Umaydim, what's the Lashon of Umaydim? They both agree. And Gemara, Mai Umaydim, Vidum Mahakamashmalon, the Yesh Mamzer Mechai B'Krisus, what's so schwer? Maybe the Mishnah is teaching us at the end of the Chum Mishitra is that from Mechai B'Krisus the kid is a Mamzer. So tomorrow, Katon will come on. No, that's a Mishnah later, not Memtes. We're going to have a Mishnah like that. Now there it says, Azeo Mamzer.
which case where the man and the lady live together be yisur, if they have a kid as a kid of mamzer, so the Mishnah later brings out the machlokes that kol sher bosa shu b'lo yover divrei Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva shita is any isha that's also to you b'lo yover with a lav. Any isha not let her marry but turn us a lav, that alone makes the kid a mamzer. Rebbe Shimon atemoni yomer kol shechayovim olav koris b'day shemayim. No, chayvi lavin does not make the kid into a mamzer. But in the case where yover chayvi krisos b'day shemayim, then the kid is a mamzer. The aloha kidvorev and we paskin like Rebbe Shimon atemoni. So what's the chiddush about Mishnah over here? The Marvidilma Kasosum Latonic Rav Shimon HaTemoni. Our Mishnah here, the Stam Mishnah, tells us that we hold like a Shimon HaTemoni. For the Gemara Yim Kain, if so, listening, Shachai Bekrisis. Let the Mishnah say other cases of Chai Bekrisis. Krovus Kurushos Alamali. How come our Mishnah would have to pick this one case, your wife's or sister? Ela Shemamin Aribo. Elamites are right, and the ratio of our Mishnah, we're also talking about that. So Rebbe Akiva also said the case, if you marry your wife's sister, the kid's a mamzer. Not Krovas Chalutzosoi, but Krovas Jerushosoi. For the Marno, Vidilma Liyolom Loyaribo. Maybe the ratio of Akiva is not talking about Krovas Jerushosoi. It's not Krovas Chalutzosoi. No, Vyadi, the Tony Master Gurushosoi. Since the Mishnah says anywhere the case where you're Master Gurushosoi, Vinoise Chalutzosoi, and you marry back the Ishi gave a chlitza to. Ukrovas Chalutzosoi, it says these cases in Rebbe Akiva, Tony Nami Krovas Gurushosoi. The Seifu, when it says according to Chomim, that the Chai the Kris of the kids of Mamzer, he picks a case like the Rasha by Krovas Gurushosoi. So if so, Fred the Gemara, the Krovas Chalutzosoi of Kiva, Avi Mamzer, is it true? Like, how could that be? Why? The Krovas of Chalutzosoi, where you give Chalitza. If you go marry your sister, and the Raisa, she's mutter to you. How could Rebbe Akiva say the kid's a Mamzer? Om Rebbe Chiyah Barabba, Om Rebbe Yechanan, Hainu Taimu Rebbe Akiva, yes. Hatayif Shan Rebbe Akiva is like this. The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says like this. Beis Chalutz HaNoel. If you give Chalitza to the Isha, to Yevama, she's called the Beis Chalutz HaNoel. It is Hakosid Korah Beisoi. The Torah calls to your wife. So in Kivol, the Smithy Raisa, when you give Chalitza to one of your brother's wife, she's called like Beisoi, like your wife. And the din is now Smithy Raisa, you're not allowed to marry her sister. So if you marry your sister and live with her, it's Mamashachai Vikrisus, and that's where the Kivah's holds, the kid is a mamzer. There's not like Rebbe. Before we said, not like Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said over that Kanchan Rebbe, that Achais, Chalutzos, only Medivere Seferim, maybe Rebbe Kiva is his Tak and Rish Lakish. And Rebbe Kiva holds not, Rebbe Kiva holds Tak, and she's also Medivereisa. Omer Rebbe Yosef, Omer Rebbe Shimon Bar Rebbe. Hakur Moid, and everybody agrees that the Mach, the Gurush Osoi, in the case that if you gave your wife a get, and then you remarried her, the Mach, the Gurush Osoi,